American. You're a classic example of the people who built this country.
He's got plenty of ideas on how to bring change.
Great American, a great New Yorker.
This is the Katz Roundtable. Now, here's John Katzimatidis.
Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here Sunday morning. With us is Governor Patterson, whose birthday, I'm not going to ask him what year, his birthday was on Friday, and I understand he played on his birthday at the bitter end. Governor Patterson, did you play well? How did it go?
Well, I played my guitar at the bitter end, and I think the people were pretty happy. They didn't yank me off the stage while I was playing, so I think I'll go back and try it again.
Wow. I mean, I've never done that. And tell all the people where the bitter end is for those of you, those the people that don't know.
It's down in Lower Manhattan, sort of by the bridge, it's by the village, I'm sorry. And it's, you know, kind of a famous jazz club, and a lot of famous acts have played there. And but the great thing is they also let, you know, fledgling people like me, who never picked up a guitar until I was retirement age, they let us come in and play, and it's great. Particularly with all we've been through, it's nice to be in a place where there's music and there's people and they're, you know, happy and they're having a good time.
That's some birthday present. That is wonderful. That's
yeah. It was fun. I got to tell you.
Yep. And New York, is New York going to survive, Governor?
I think New York can survive, and I think New York can lead the country. Of course. Last week when we talked, just a few hours after we talked, there was that terrible shooting up in Buffalo, 10 people killed and 3 others hurt by an obviously deranged, mentally unstable person who was exhibiting those signs. And I guess nobody really realized it could boil over to that point. But now, you know, just the whole issue of racism in this country, see, my view about this whole situation is that racism itself is a mental illness. The doctors who invented psychiatry, particularly a doctor whose name was Knott back in the 18th century, they actually wrote about the slaves who were escaping. They're like, why would they escape? They have food, they have shelter, they have work to do. Well, Dr. Knott must have been as deranged as the people that he was treating, because obviously nobody wants to be enslaved to anyone else. And I think that this is where, on both sides of the aisle, there's this anger and this fomented rage at other people. And someone once told me, learn to love the people that you hate because you act just like them. And I think that we just go back and forth and politicize these horrible tragedies. Well, what we really need to do is focus on identifying the people, whatever their ideology is, who are getting close to the breaking point, just as we did with Colin Ferguson, who shot up the Long Island Railroad and killed 7 people in 1993.
Governor, I mean, I'm so sad about so many things happening lately. Me and you have talked about it during our 5 o'clock shows, and we've talked about that. There are people there that have committed so many violent crimes, and those people don't deserve to live among civilized people and make their lives miserable and hurt them. I mean, and we were together in the studio the other day when Commissioner Bratton said to us that Rikers Island is going to close and there's no alternative in 2027. What say you about all this?
Well, I think in terms of the penal law, we're going to have to think in terms of making the punishment suit the crime. It's very hard for families of victims of homicides to understand why the person that committed the homicide is even allowed to walk around. I mean, we did fight very hard some years ago, like 30 years ago in the legislature, for life without parole, because a lot of people were against the death penalty. But life without parole has really got to mean no parole, and it doesn't mean that now. And I think that a more stringent penalty for the acts that we see being committed is about the only deterrent that I can think of. And even in some of those cases, the people who are involved have just acted criminally for such a long period of time, they're probably beyond reformation.
And you know what I don't understand, Governor? That the fact is, I understand people make mistakes. And I understand, but multiple and multiple, 4, 5, 6 violent crimes, you know, there should be such a thing as put them away and throw the key away. And just...
Now, we had that in New York at one point, John. We had 3 strikes and you're out. If you committed 3 felonies, violent felonies, that is, that you would basically get a 25-year-to-life sentence. But we've reversed it over the years. And I was actually, I was an opponent of it, but I always saw the merit of it. And I think I see the merit more now than I did years ago, I have to admit. If I could do it again, I would have voted for it.
I agree with you 110%. Is there, we finally have a great weekend. The sun is shining. Anything else you want to tell all New Yorkers? The sun is shining.
Well, the sun is shining, and in other parts of the country, there's too much sun, and it's created forest fires, and then you even had a snowstorm in Colorado Friday into Saturday. The weather is as turbulent as the times, and but the great thing is we have the opportunity to come on and listen to you talk to your guests on the national show and the local show on Sunday mornings. And at 5 o'clock each weeknight on Cat's Roundtable. So that ought to mitigate the pain a little bit.
Governor David Patterson, happy birthday for your birthday on Friday. And God bless you. And thank you for everything you've done for all New Yorkers. And you have your
Thanks
one
so much,
common
John.
Sense individual. God gave you a gift. Thank you so much.
Thank you.